Are you a faith walking woman? I try to live each day looking first to Jesus and walking by faith in the truth I hold dear, but there are days it takes every ounce of the Holy Spirit to keep me focused. Where I am weak, I rely on His strength. As women, we are gifted so beautifully by God and equipped for every task He has designed and created us for with our specific giftings. These are to build up the body of Christ. In and out of every circumstance, I trust God to guide me in the way I should go as I look first to Him and trust Him. I lean on Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 when I just don't understand the battle before me or the valley I walk through. As women, as sisters, as mothers, grandmothers, aunts, and friends, we can encourage each other with our own stories of God's grace meeting us along the way. There's nothing better than learning from one another, crying with one another, and cheering each other on. It's so much better to build up than tear down. Remember, the enemy only comes to divide and destroy unity. So when you're tempted with jealousy, resentment, and unforgiveness toward a sister in Christ, lay it down and move toward her in love. In the same way, we can encourage each other and learn from our experience. I'm so thankful for the women of the Bible we can learn from as well. That's our focus all month long. Even though many years separate our stories, the very real emotions from life's struggles, joys, and pains we find are still the same. Today, my focus is on the mother of Moses. I think she is amazing, and we can learn so much from the little we do know of her story. Numbers 26:59 tells us her name was Jochebed. The Hebrews had been enslaved for 400 years in Egypt, and their numbers were growing so large, Pharaoh called for the death of all Hebrew baby boys. In the midst of this evil, Jochebed gave birth to Moses. I can't imagine the fear and desperation she must have felt. Still, she had courage to hide baby Moses until she had to make a decision to try and save his life. Exodus 2:3. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. There is so much in this one verse alone. A mother living in slavery gave birth to a beautiful boy. I can only imagine those early days after his birth, nursing him and holding him, trying to keep his cries quiet, soaking up every moment she could. Somewhere in there, she got the idea to put her baby in a basket and set him afloat down the river. I have to believe this idea was divinely inspired. God had a plan all along, but what it did require was her courage, her action, and ultimately her surrender. You see, baby Moses drifted into the arms of Pharaoh's daughter. Through a divine turn of events, Moses' birth mom was offered to continue to nurse and raise her baby boy. But ultimately, though he was saved from the massacre, she had to let him go so he could live. Pharaoh's daughter raised him, and God used his upbringing to ultimately free his people from the bonds of slavery in Egypt. So much of Jochebed's story seems unfair. My heart hurts for the years she watched her son being raised from afar. Still, in the midst of it all, God was near, and he made a way for her through her story. As we face dire circumstances we can't see beyond, we can remember the courage, action, and surrender of Jochebed. Where in our story do we need to be courageous and trust the Lord with our children? Once God reveals in our heart a plan or step He wants us to take, we must not delay, but move in obedience to what He is calling us to do. In the face of fear, uncertainty, and releasing our preferred plans, when we walk by faith like Jochebed, God will move in ways like we could never imagine. That's the truth. May we be fierce to follow God as we protect and care for the lives of our children and rest knowing God has a plan and is with us as we do. I'm Lori Klein.